Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome back to the series Jinn and Jadu. In the last discussion, we spoke about the majority opinion being that there were no messengers, prophets from amongst the jinn. A minority view is that there were, based on the verse, Ya ma'ashar al-jinni wal-insi alam ya'tikum rusulun minkum yaqussuna alaykum ayati, taking a very literal interpretation of that verse. Then we also spoke about how it is unanimously accepted that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sent to both men and jinn. Verses of Surah Jinn, قُلْ أُوحِيَ إِلَيَّ أَنَّهُ اسْتَمَعَ نَفَرٌ مِّنَ الْجِنِّ وَإِذْ صَرَفْنَا إِلَيْكَ نَفَرًا مِّنَ الْجِنِّ يَسْتَمِعُونَ الْقُرْآنَ يَا قَوْمَنَا أَجِيبُوا دَاعِيَ اللَّهِ. We went through all of those verses to show and highlight that the jinn were the recipients of the Qur'an as well. قُلْ لَئِنِ اجْتَمَعَتِ الْإِنسُ وَالْجِنُّ عَلَىٰ أَن يَأْتُوا بِمِثْلِ هَذَا الْقُرْآنِ. They were also challenged to bring the like of the Qur'an, and that they exhorted each other to follow the teachings of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the teachings of the Qur'an. Now, we ask ourselves the question, can the jinn marry? Do they have children? Angels don't marry. Angels don't have children. Jinn do. Where do we get the answer from? A verse of the Quran where Allah says, أَفَتَتَّخِذُونَهُ وَذُرِّيَّتَهُ أَوْلِيَاءَ مِن دُونِي وَهُمْ لَكُمْ عَدُوٌ. What? Do you take him, meaning the devil, and his offspring to be your friends apart from me when they are an enemy to you? So he has offspring. And if he has offspring, it means that they have to get married. When Allah talks about the hoors of Jannah, Allah says, لَمْ يَطْمِثْهُنَّ إِنْسٌ قَبْلَهُمْ وَلَا جَنْ. These women are untouched by any man or jinn. So it indicates that the jinn also have intercourse. It is mentioned in a hadith that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the jinn reproduces as the children of Adam alayhi salatu wa sallam reproduce, but there are more of them. Meaning that the jinnat outnumber the human. Can a jinn marry a human? The short answer is yes. Some of the view though it cannot happen because jinn are made from fire, men are made from soil. But like we had explained previously, the origin of man is soil and the origin of the jinn is fire. But they're not made of soil or made of fire. Yes, their forms are very different. The body of a jinn is very different to the body of a human. But they can get intermarried. It's not mentioned in the Quran. It's not mentioned in my knowledge in any hadith. But there are multiple reports of jinn that fell in love with men or women and ended up marrying them and having relations with them. There's a hadith mentioned that indirectly indicates towards this. When a man has intercourse with his wife and does not say in the name of Allah, meaning you don't take the name of Allah, shaitan folds himself up in the urethra and has intercourse along with him. Some say that this is a figurative thing, meaning there's no barakah in that intercourse. And others say it's literal. So there's difference of opinion in this regard as to whether a jinn can have intercourse with a male, be it male or female, either way. Do the jinn and eat and drink? Yes. Unlike the angels who don't eat and drink, they do eat and drink. Some say their eating and drinking consists of sniffing and inhaling, not chewing and swallowing. But if you look at the ahadith, it seems to suggest that they do eat similar to men. For example, when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, when man sits down to eat, if you don't take the name of Allah, then the devil eats with you. And when you take the name of Allah, then he vomits it all out. So some take a more literal explanation and say it means he chews and swallows. Others say it's figurative. Similar to the hadith that says that don't eat with the left hand because the devil eats with the left hand. Some take a figurative interpretation that it means that there's no barakah in the left hand. But there's another hadith when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam once told Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu to bring something with which he could make istinja, cleanse himself after relieving himself. And Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu brought bones and dung. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, do not bring bones or dung. And when he said, why? He said that they are the food of the jinn. Or a delegation of the jinn, the best of the jinn came to me and asked me for provision. And I prayed to Allah for them. And it was decreed that they would not pass by a bone or a piece of dung without finding some food from it. How do they then extract food from dung and from bones? That is known in the knowledge of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. But we know this much that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam indicated to us that they do eat and drink. Where do they stay? All over the earth, but they are mostly found in deserts, in ruins, in places of impurity like bathrooms, graveyards, in places where they can cause mischief like the marketplace, in homes where the name of Allah is not taken. The ahadith that tell us that when a Muslim enters and takes the name of Allah, it expels the shayateen, and they say there's no food for us here, there's no place for us to sleep. And when a man doesn't mention the name of Allah, then they find a place to eat and find a place to sleep. The jinn, according to some ulama, even have animals. So like how men have animals, the jinn have animals. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made an indication towards this in another hadith, where he said that for the jinn, you have every bone over which the name of Allah has been mentioned, which comes to your hands, more abundant than the meat that was on it, and every piece of dung is fodder for your beasts. So the bones are food for the jinn, and the dung is food for the beasts, the animals of the jinn. We'll leave it there for today and continue in the next discussion, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.